إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our second session related to the topic of akhlaq al-anbiya, yani the lofty, sublime, noble, moral character traits of the prophets and messengers of Allah alayhim salatu wassalam. In our first session, primarily we made the introduction to the author of the book and the book itself, something related to the description of the book and its components, its divisions. And we also began to mention some of the muqaddimat, some of the preliminary or introductory statements of the author, being 18 in all, 18 introductory or preliminary statements. And we began to mention some of them, and this evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we'd like to complete them, that which remains. Before we enter into our reading for this evening, as is our normal and custom, we'd like to review quickly some of the information that we covered in the previous session based upon the questions that are found in the questionnaire study guide for lecture number one. So, the first question, mention the author's full name. Abu Sa'id. Tayyib, na'am. Shaykh Abdulaziz ibn Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Sadhan. Afidahullah, may Allah protect and preserve him. Second question, summarize the author's formal education. And in summary, it's formal education. When I say formal education, I mean the schools that he went to. Because of course, yani, the education includes that, and it also includes the scholars, the many scholars that he sat with in their circles of learning, in the Masajid and in other places. But his formal education, na'am. Okay, Mahad al-Riyad al-Ilmi, yani, in Riyadh, na'am. That was his high school, the final high school that he graduated from. Kuliyat al-Sharia, na'am, in Riyadh, na'am, he graduated from Kuliyat al-Sharia, and a few years later, and in the year 1403, he graduated from high school, and in the year 1407, he graduated from the College of Sharia in Riyadh, na'am. Anybody want to add to that? His higher education? Na'am, Abu Jamil. Jamiat al-Malik Saud, and King Saud University, master's degree in the college. Anybody know which college? Which college? Huh? Kuliyat al-Tarbiya, College of Education, now. And after that, Musa?
He got his PhD.
Huh? PhD from the College of Usul al-Din. From which university? Huh? Naam, Jamiat al-Imam Muhammad ibn Saud al-Islamiyya. In what year? 1426. Master's degree in what year?
1419.
Naam. Jayid. طيب, as far as his teachers, mention three of the author's most important teachers. One, نعم. First and foremost, Al-Imam Abdulaziz ibn Abdul ibn Baz, رحمه الله. Another, نعم, Abu Jamil. Huh? Sheikh, نعم. Anybody know his full name, Ibn Aqil? Huh? Abdullah ibn Abdulaziz ibn Aqil. حفظه الله. نعم. Another. Sheikh Abdullah ibn Jibreen. رحمه الله. نعم. That's three. نعم. Umar. And the Mufti. نعم. The Mufti. The present Mufti. His name? Sheikh Abdulaziz ibn Abdullah Ali Sheikh. نعم. Any other Sheikh? نعم. Abdullah. Sheikh Salih Fawzan. حفظه الله. نعم. From amongst the teachers that he benefited from travels and journeys, Naam, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymi, Naam. But from his main teachers that he sat with and spent long time with, long period of time, years of sitting with, Naam. Shaykh Humayd. Huh? Humayd. Shaykh Humayd, Shaykh Abdul ibn Humayd, Naam. Naam. He was given permission to narrate from the narrations of Shaykh al-Albani, Naam. These are some of the main scholars that he sat with, that he spent a lot of time with, years of his life with, and benefited from greatly. Seems like we mentioned six of them, and we mentioned seven last week. Sheikh Abdullah Humayji. Even Sheikh Abdullah, Naam. Tawajiri was one from amongst those that he met with in visits and sittings. Naam. We're missing still one. Naam. Sheikh Abdul Hamid, somebody mentioned him? Yeah. Sheikh Abdul Hudayyan, rahimahullah. Naam. These are the sheikhs that we mentioned last week. Tayyib, number four, summarize some of the author's important contributions in da'wah education and the spread of Islamic knowledge. Naam. Some of them. Naam, Musa. His writings. He wrote a lot of writings. He wrote a lot of books. Naam. From amongst them, what? Rectification. Yani the series. Silsila al-ma'alim. Ma'alim. Yani the milestones in rectification and milestones in seeking knowledge and milestones. Naam. Like this. What else? Biographies. Huh? Okay. Tarajim. The biographies of some of the great scholars of this era, like? Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, Shaykh al-Albani, and others. Naam, what else? What else? Other contributions to education, spread of Islamic knowledge. Okay, he taught his, in high school first. His first career was, he began his career in teaching in the high school, Tahfiz al-Quran, Naam. And later on, he went on to the college that he still teaches in now, the College of Technology in Riyadh. What else? What are his other contributions, participations in da'wah? Like what? Specifically, Naam, Abu Sa'id.
Writings and newspapers.
Writings and newspapers. A lot of writings and newspapers. Also, participation in programs.
Traveling.
Television programs, radio programs. Naam, traveling. Yani conferences, training in different countries in Saudi Arabia and outside. Like what countries? Some of the countries that we mentioned.
UK.
Sudan, Kuwait. Naam. Huh? Qatar, Bahrain, UAE,
Spain,
Kenya, Naam. Yani he traveled to a lot of countries in America, Europe, Africa, and all over the Arab countries. Naam. After this, finally, concerning the author, discuss how the author's students viewed him, how his students viewed him. What are some of the statements from his students? Now, teaching Thanawiya? Now, Sheikh Fadil, Alim Fadil, now, noble scholar.
There would rarely be a time
that we sit with him except that we came out with some benefit. Now, wa alaykum salam. What else? Now, Abu Jamil? Naam, gaining knowledge, but also he was an example of practicing what you know. Naam.
He said he was one who was eager, he was striving
when they would see him, they would offer him food, things like this, this nature, and he would most of the time saw him.
And if they offered him something, he would say, many times, saw him, that he was fasting. He said that, the first thing that you said though, Haris ala sunnah wa tatbiqha. He was very eager and diligent in seeking the sunnah and acting upon it, implementing it. This is a very important description. And it's a very important description. Whoever is described with such a description that a person is eager and diligent in seeking the sunnah and acting upon the sunnah, and acting upon it. Not just in seeking knowledge of the sunnah, but implementing it. This is very, very critical. Naam. Sahib al-ibadah. Meaning he was a person who was known for worship. He wasn't just a speaker, a lecturer. And he's a person who stands in front of the people talking. But he was a person who was known for practicing Islam in real life. Worship. This is a critical part of the life of a Muslim. Worship. Not just seeking knowledge, but what about worshipping Allah? Now a person has to have knowledge in order to worship. But after you get knowledge, you have to use it in the worship of Allah. Now. It was Karim al-Yad, Sakhi, very generous, open-handed. He gave freely, naam. What else?
Yeah.
Naam, Tariq.
He would often go out with the students on
outings, picnics.
Yeah, and they would know him to be very kind and gentle with them.
He was very kind and gentle. He went out with the students in their outings, yani in their yani leisure time. And he was known to be gentle, kind, easygoing. يعني من ألطف وأقرب الناس يعني not distance from the people but easy to approach. Now
he would love to mention other ulama,
and he would mention the scholars that he benefited from. He would mention them. He would mention the times when he was with this scholar and with this scholar and the other and so on. Now, and these are some of the things that the students said about him, showing something about the character of the man from the people who were around him. And this is very important. If the people who are around us, our neighbors, our friends, our family can speak well of us, this is very, very important. This is very important. It's easy for the people who don't know you to speak well of you. They just see you from a distance. They don't know the real one. But the people who are around you, who spend time with you, if they speak well of you, this is a mercy and a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as the book mentioned, the title of the book in Arabic and English. Naam, Fadl, Ibrahim. Min akhlaq al-anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam.
From the characteristics, from the mannerisms of the prophets.
Naam, from the character and morals or manners of the prophets. Any some examples of the character or morals of the prophets alayhi salatu wa salam. Question number 7, summarize the three primary divisions of the book. We said that this book has three primary components, three divisions. The first division, naam. The first division, he said, al-muqaddimat. Naam. What do we mean by al-muqaddimat?
Introductory
statements, preliminary statements. And there are how many of them? 18 statements that he made. For what purpose? What was the objective of these preliminary statements? To show the importance of this subject, to show the importance of this subject, of the adab and the akhlaq of the anbiya, and also to show the importance of the station and the status of the prophets themselves, how important this really is. These introductory statements, we should focus on them and see how do they show the importance of this subject, akhlaq al-anbiya, alayhi salatu wasalam, and also the importance of the station, the status of the prophets themselves, alayhi salatu wasalam. Naam. The second part of the book, somebody. Now.
As-sifat.
Yani sifat of what? The sifat of the Anbiya. Yani examples of the characteristics, the noble morals of the prophets. And he mentions, anybody remember how many? 20 of them. And the third part of the book, somebody else? Third part of the book? Anybody else know the third part of the book? Naam. Musa. Thamarat. Naam. The fruits. The fruits of what? Of being described, of being characterized, of modeling oneself upon the character of the prophets and messengers. Now, those fruits are many. The Shaykh mentions here only 11 of them, but there are many. And any one of them is sufficient for a person yani, to see the importance of being characterized, being described, and modeling oneself after the character of the prophets of Allah and his messengers, alayhi salatu wassalam. Question number 8 mentions the description of the book by Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, hafidhahullah. Naam. Qad qara'tuha. I read it. Now he read it himself. He read the book from beginning to end. Naam. Naam. Wajadtuha risalatan mufidatan fi mawdu'i. What does that mean? In his topic, in his subject, concerning this subject, he found it to be mufida, beneficial. Naam. Uh-huh. Anything else, he said? Uh-huh. Excellent in its manner of presentation and style. Yani the manner of presentation, the way the information is presented, and the style of writing, he said he found it excellent. Jayyidatan. Naam. Fi ardiha. And this is very important, that a person brings correct, accurate, beneficial information, but presenting it in a good manner. Not just throwing it around here and there, up and down, back and forth, without any kind of order or arrangement. But rather, he said, it was excellent in the manner of in its manner of presentation, and in its uslub, and in the style of the writing. Naam. And what else? What he said, it did what? And it encouraged, تحث على ماذا? Encouraged the people to what? And following, taking as a model the example, the model of the prophets, alayhi salatu wassalam, based upon the saying of Allah, فَبِهُدَاهُمْ اقْتَدِي. Naam. These are those whom Allah has guided. So, take their guidance as a model. Follow it. Follow it. Take it as a model to be followed. Naam. And finally, the last question, discuss briefly the first few muqaddimat, introductory preliminary statements of the author. What was the first of them? Now, not working? Shall I hold it in my hand? The first few muqaddimat. Now, he started off explaining the name of Allah al-Hakim. Yani that. To Allah belongs the most beautiful names, Al-Asma Al-Husna Wa-Sifat Al-Ula, and the most lofty, exalted characteristics. And from amongst them is the name of Allah Al-Hakim, which means, Naam, Abdullah? It means the All-Wise. And the significance of it is? That his wisdom enables him to put everything in its proper place. Everything in its proper place. In reference to this topic, it means what to us? That he has given, yani, the mission of prophethood to the best people. And that he has given those people, he has put in the best character and manners in the best of people, so that they will be a model for the people. Yani, it's not by mistake that he has chosen these people as the prophets and messengers. And it's not by mistake that he has placed these wonderful characteristics and qualities in these people, who will be a model and example for the people. This is based upon al-hikmah, that he puts everything in its proper place. So if you want to look for something, you look in its proper place, you'll find it there with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything that He has legislated is based upon hikmah. And everything that He has decreed is based upon hikmah. Because He is Al-Hakim. Naam, another one. Second muqaddimah. Naam.
Allah has different measures of the people in their sab, in their lineages, and in their tongues.
He has made differences between the people in their lineage, in their language, in their colors, in their physical descriptions, in their conditions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given preference to some. He has given preference to some over others. This is from the wisdom of Allah, that He has made it like this. He hasn't made all the people the same. Not all people are rich, nor all poor, nor all healthy, nor all sick, nor all learned or unlearned. Rather, He has made people to be different, different conditions, circumstances, situations. Naam. And the third muqaddimah. Naam, Musa. Naam, that there are many wisdoms in these differences from between the people and from amongst them, is that life will not be complete and perfected without these differences, so that some people, and it will serve others, and the people will serve one another and help one another and support one another and do things that will affect one another, because people are different. Everyone is not the same. Naam. And the fourth muqaddimah, the last one that we covered, Naam.
Yeah.
نعم الرفعة الحقيقية هي رفعة الإيمان بالله. نعم what does this mean? The high rank or high standing is only with is based upon believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that people's standing or rank or status of being high or respected or looked up to, the people based on different things, based on lineage, family, wealth, yani strength, whatever. But the real rifa, the real high standing, is not based on how much money a person has, or what family they come from, or who they're connected to, or what yani kind of armies they have. This is not the real rifa, but real yani high status, high standing, is based upon yani a person's high standing. A person who really has high standing is based upon iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. And Allah said concerning this in the Quran, Naam. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. The most honored of you with Allah is the one who has the most taqwa. Not the most money, the most followers, the most children, the most, yani, the biggest tribe. No. Rather, it's based on a taqwa. Real honor is based upon taqwa. Whoever wants to be honored, respected, having some value, real value, it's based upon iman and taqwa. Naam. Anybody want to add anything to this? To these four statements that we covered, or preliminary statements that we covered last week? Naam.
Okay, in the last part that we went over, he was saying that the people, they weigh each other, they classify each other in their sittings, in their gatherings, based upon these muwazin.
Naam.
He was saying that whatever, how much money you have, whatever is vaulted, unless you use it in ta'atillah.
There you are. The people weigh one another, yani they view one another, they value one another based upon these mawazin, these scales of family, background, wealth, and so on. But all of this is invalid, is useless, is batil, is false, unless those things are used in the service of Allah, for the purpose of what? Enabling a person to worship Allah, to be obedient to Allah. Unless it's used for the purpose of being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. In the poetry, naam. Naam. Yani there's no defect in the abd who has taqwa if he has realized taqwa, yani has achieved it, manifested it, materialized it in real life, even if that person has yani whatever profession or whatever they engage in worldly affairs, like the person who weaves clothes or the one who cups, yani does hijama, if these things are considered to not be yani of high status occupations. Naam. But that doesn't matter, that doesn't affect the real status of a person if they have achieved a taqwa. Naam. طيب, tonight, بإذن الله تعالى, we'd like to go on with the remaining muqaddimat, or as many of them as we can possibly cover. From the fifth one. Keeping in mind that the importance of these preliminary statements is to show us the importance of this subject and the importance of the station or status of the prophets. Jazakallah khair. And in the last muqaddimah that we mentioned, al-muqaddimah al-rabi'ah, the Shaykh says, with all of these differences amongst the people and the distinctions between them, the reality, the important matter, that which is yani of importance, is that al-rif'a al-haqiqiyya, that real high standing or high rank, it is the high standing that's based upon having iman in Allah. So that no matter what are the differences of the people, the most important thing is that a person has taqwa. After this, he says al-muqaddimah al-khamisa, the fifth preliminary statement or introductory statement. Ar-rif'atu bil-imani rif'atani. Ar-rif'atu bil-imani rif'atani. That is,
high standing based upon iman, or a high rank based upon iman, is of two types or two levels. The first of them is arrafatu bil imani li ahlihi al mu'minin. Yani the high rank based upon iman, that is the rank of the people of iman, the believers. The high rank of iman, that's for all of the ahlul iman, that is the mu'mineen. It's for all of the people of iman. فَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ مُرْتَفِعُونَ عَلَى غَيْرِهِمْ مِنْ غَيْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So this means that the believers, they are raised up above others besides them, above all the people other than believers. Yani all the people who are not from the circle of iman. The believers are raised up above the rest of the people. And here the Shaykh, he mentions the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. And indeed, you are الْأَعْلَوْنَ, the most high. You are in the highest position. You will be above the rest of the people. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Yani if indeed you are believers. Yani if you have this quality of iman, then you will be uppermost. And this is, yani came in the context of Surah Ali Imran, third surah, 139th ayat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the believers, do not be weak and do not be weary. Yani over the condition of what has befallen you in reference to the disbelievers. For indeed, you will be uppermost, most high, al-a'launa, if indeed you have this quality of iman. Because iman makes the people who have it above the rest of the people. Here, in brief, yani, the meaning of this ayat in summary is that you will be most high. Yani, in the end of the affair, and the victory and success will be given to you because of your iman. Yani, in the end, no matter what is happening today, right now, at this moment, and on this day of the week, on Yawmul Jumu'ah, in this month of Shawwal, in this year, in this place or in another place. Don't worry so much about that. وَالْعَاقِبَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. But the end, the uppermost, the victory and success in the end is for the people of taqwa, the people of iman. So in the end, you will have the upper hand. You will be uppermost. You will be victorious by the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you have this quality of iman. Because iman enables its people to be entitled, to be uppermost, above all of the people who don't have iman. This is the first level, or the first type of rifa, the highness, the high rank, the high status that's based upon iman. And the second type of rifa, based upon iman, وَأَهْلُ الْإِيمَانِ فِيهِمْ أُنَاسٌ يَرْتَفِعُونَ عَلَى مَنْ سِوَاهُمْ مِنْ بَقِيَةِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That the people of iman, amongst them are some people who are raised up over others from the rest of the believers. Yani they are raised up above the rest of the believers. All the believers are raised up above the rest of the people, but amongst the believers there are some who are raised up above the rest of the believers. بِخَاصِيَةٍ خَصَّهُمُ اللَّهُ وَفَضَّلَهُمْ بِهَا وَهِيَ الْعِلْمُ. And this being raised up, yani some of the people of iman being raised up above the rest of the people of iman, is based upon some particular special characteristic that Allah has given to them and favored them with it, and that is al-ilm. Al-ilm. Yani amongst the people of iman, there are people who have another characteristic due to which Allah has raised them up above the rest of the people of iman. And that characteristic that is particular to them, that Allah has favored them with, it is al-ilm, knowledge. وَقَدْ جَمْعَ اللَّهُ الرِّفْعَتَيْنِ فِي سُرَةُ الْمُجَادِلَةِ. And Allah has combined or joined together these two types or two levels of high rank based upon iman. The two levels of high rank based upon iman. Allah has joined them together. He has mentioned them together in Surah Al-Mujadilah, the 58th surah, 11th ayat. فَقَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَرْفَعِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ. Allah raises up الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ, those from amongst you who have believed. هَذِهِ الرِّفْعَةُ الْأُولَى بِالْإِيمَانِ. This is the first high rank
or high status based upon iman. This is the first type or the first level. Those who are raised up from amongst you, from amongst people, from amongst humanity, because of iman. So they are raised up amongst above the rest of the people who don't have iman. And then Allah goes on to say in the rest of the ayat, وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمُ دَرَجَاتِ. And those who are given knowledge, darajat, levels, further levels of being raised up. Yani those who are given knowledge, Allah mentions them second. And those who are given knowledge, yani from amongst the people of iman, they are given darajat. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. And Allah is all aware of what you do. The second part of the ayat, وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمُ دَرَجَاتِ, هَذِهَ رَفَعَةُ الثَّانِيَةِ. This is the second type of high rank, high standing, that is based upon ilm. Yani the first high ranking is based upon iman, and then from amongst the people of iman, there's a second quality that gives them a higher status to be raised up further, and that is al-ilm. Al-Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'adi, rahimahullah, says in his tafsir of this ayat, very beautiful comments in brief, and in brief. And there's a lot that could be said, but summary of what he said, والله تعالى يرفع أهل العلم والإيمان درجات. That Allah the Most High raises up the people of knowledge and iman, the people of knowledge and iman, He raises them up درجات, levels. بحسب ما خصهم الله به من العلم والإيمان. And this is, this raising up, the people of ilm and iman, darajat, being raised up degrees, is based upon what Allah has given to them. مَا خَصَّهُمُ اللَّهُ بِهِ. Based upon what Allah has given to each of them of knowledge and of iman. He has given some a greater amount of knowledge or a greater amount of iman. So their being raised up is based upon what Allah has given to them particularly. وَفِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ فَضِيلَةُ الْعِلْمِ. And in this ayat there is an indication of the excellence of knowledge. Of the excellence of knowledge. Because knowledge makes even the people of iman become distinguished, some of them being above others. This shows the excellence of knowledge. This is one of the important ayats in the Quran that show the excellence, the superiority of knowledge. وَأَنَّ زِينَتَهُ وَثَمَرَاتُهُ التَّأَدُّبُ بِآدَابِهِ وَالْعَمَلْ بِمُقْتَضَاهُ. And the Shaykh says here, that this ayat in is an indication of the excellence of knowledge, and that zinatahu, yani the adornment of knowledge, yani that which adorns knowledge, that makes it more beautiful. What adorns it? Wa thamaratuhu. And its fruit is ta'addub, that a person acts in accordance with the adab, the manners of knowledge. That knowledge, yani what is the adab of knowledge in the people of knowledge? Yani its zina, its adornment, the adornment of knowledge is that a person acts in accordance with the adab of knowledge. وَمُقْتَضَاهُ. And that which knowledge requires or necessitates from them. That they act in accordance with the adab of knowledge and that which knowledge requires from them. Otherwise, some people they have knowledge, but they don't act in accordance with the adab. That's yani the adab of knowledge. Nor do they act according to yani al-amal bi-muqtada. Yani they don't act upon what is required or necessitated by knowledge. Yani knowledge requires you to act a certain way, to do certain things. It's not sufficient that a person has knowledge and they just express it, they convey it. They deliver knowledge to the people, they share it with the people. But they themselves don't act upon it. And this is something that cannot be repeated enough. It is incumbent upon us, from myself first, I'm the one who's speaking, to every one of you, to know that when you achieve this knowledge, any degree of it, it necessitates that you act in a certain way, that you have a certain adab, and that you do certain actions, amal, ibadah, ta'at, that the people who don't have knowledge can't do. And that some of the people who have knowledge don't do. Even though they know about it. I hope it's clear. This is a critical point. Critical point. That Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'adi has offered to us here. rahimahullah. Naam. Idhan, ar-rif'atu al-'amatu hiya li ahli al-iman 'ala ghayr al-mu'minin. So we say that ar-rif'atu al-'amatu, the general high standing, ar-rif'atu al-'am, that's general. Yani the first rif'a, the one that's general, that's all inclusive, is for the ahlul iman ala ghayrul mu'mineen. It is for the people of iman over the people who are other than believers, over all the rest of the people who are not believers. This is ar-rif'atu al-ula, ar-rif'atu al-'ama, the general high standing. It's for the people of iman over all people who are not believers. Wal-rif'atu al-khasatu hiya li ahlul imani, لِلْأَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْإِيمَانِ عَلَى سَعَدُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالرِّفَعَةُ الْخَاسَةُ and the special high standing, الْخَاسَةُ the second high standing, it is لِأَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْإِيمَانِ, it is for the people of knowledge from amongst the people of Iman, for the people of knowledge from amongst the people of Iman, عَلَى سَعَدُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, over the rest of the believers, over the rest of the believers. يعني رفعته Al-Ama, the general high standing, is for the people of Iman, over all the people who are not believers. And the Rif'atu, Al-Khasa, the special high standing, is for the people of knowledge from amongst the people of Iman, over the rest of the believers. Over the rest of the believers. Yani the first Rif'a is over the non-believers. Ghayrul Mu'mineen. And the second Rif'a is over the rest of the believers. For a group from amongst the believers. Over the rest of the believers. That is the people of Ilm. Allah is tremendous. This is tremendous. And how many times we have read this ayat? يَرْفَعِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ عُوتُوا الْعِلْمُ دَرَجَاتِ. How many times we read this ayat? And the general meaning of it is there, but the way the Shaykh has explained it here is tremendous. Jazakallahu khair. It's tremendous. Then, so this is the second, the fifth مقدمة الرفعته بالإيمان رفعتان. يعني that the high standing or high status or rank based upon Iman is of two types or two levels. The first of them is the رفع of the people of Iman over the rest of the people who are not believers, and the second of them is the رفع based upon علم for the people of knowledge from amongst the believers over the rest of the believers. المقدمة السادسة. And of course, this is in reference to what? How does this relate to us? This shows us that the people are on different levels. Allah has given preference to some people over others. So, from the greatest preference that Allah has given, real preference, superiority, excellence of people over others, is based upon Iman. But even amongst the people of Iman, Allah has also given preference to some over others based upon knowledge. And there's a wisdom, hikmah, from Al-Hakim in giving preference to some people over others. Some of the people are given Iman or levels of Iman, and some of the people got ilm and levels of ilm, so that the people are not all the same, so that people can serve one another and people are in need of one another, just like the poor person is in need of the person who is rich. All of the people, even the rich people, healthy people, or people of power and status, they are in need of the people of knowledge. Everybody's in need of the people of knowledge. No matter how much money you got. If you have how many billion dollars this guy has, but he needs to bring some people around him, because he's a bahlawani, he's a clown. But if he could bring some people with knowledge around him, they may serve him and make him look like he's respectable. That's what these people say. I don't want to go into the politics, but I think you get the point, right? He has to bring some knowledge. He has $10 billion, but he needs some people with knowledge. He needs some people to help him, to serve him. Otherwise, he doesn't look respectable. He's like a Allahu Akbar. There's no word for it. What word can you use that he's deserving of? We can't even think of a word. Except we can say he's a kafir, a mushrik. Naam, fasiq, fasid. Wallahu musta'an. These are the jokes and the games that people play. May Allah save us from this. And from these people and their evil and their harm. And the safety from the evil of the situation and the times that we are living in, wallahi, is in nothing other than Iman and Ilm. That a person believes in Allah and they seek knowledge, and then they act upon it. And then Allah will be your protector, because Allah is the one who protects the believers. There's no salvation in taking one party or the other, one candidate or the other. It's all nonsense. والمقدمة السادسة أهل الرفعة الخاصة بالعلم والإيمان يتفاوتون فيما بينهم. يعني that the people of this special high standing based upon knowledge and iman, يعني the people of knowledge, the ulama from amongst the people of iman, يتفاوتون فيما بينهم. Even amongst them, there's difference, there's superiority of some over others. Amongst the people of knowledge from the people of iman. And the people of iman are raised up amongst the rest of the people, and the people of knowledge from the people of iman are raised up above them. And even amongst the people of knowledge from the mu'mineen, some of them are in different levels. They are in various levels. They are not equal. They yatafawatuna bainahum. They also excel, some of them over others, surpass, some of them others, exceed, some of them over others. فَالْعُلَمَاءَ يَتَفَاوَتُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ. The scholars, the people of knowledge, يعني excel and surpass and exceed some of them over others. Amongst the ulama in general. إِلَّا أَنَّ هُنَاكَ مَنْزِلَةً يَصْعُبُ التَّشَوُّفُ لَهَا. Except that there is a manzila, a high station, that it is difficult even to look forward to long for, to have any hope for. فضلاً عن قربها ناهكة عن بلوغها. Let alone, يعني, it's difficult to even hope, anticipate, or expect, long for. There's a منزلة that people, you can't even hope for it. Let alone get near to it. Not to mention actually reaching it. There's another منزلة. Yani amongst the ulama, there's levels, some of them exceeding others, but the shaykh is saying here, except that there's a manzila that people can't even hope for, let alone get near to, not to mention reaching it. That's impossible. Manzilatun khassa Allah azza wa jalla biha aqwaman min an-nas. And this is a high station that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given particularly and especially to some people from amongst humanity. Manzilatun istafa Allahu laha unasan min khalqihi. It is a level, a manzila, a high station that Allah has chosen for it. Allah has chosen for it some people from amongst His created beings. This level, Allah has chosen some people for this. تلك المنزلة هي منزلة النبوة والرسالة. And that high station, it is the station of prophethood and messengership. The station of prophethood and messengership. So amongst the scholars, there are levels, some of them excelling others, and then there's another station altogether that people don't hope for, don't look for, can't get near to, forget about, to reach it. And that is the station of prophethood and messengership, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen particularly, especially some people for this high status. فَأُولَٰئِكَ الثُّلَّةُ الْمُبَارَكَةُ مِنْ أَنْبِيَاءِ اللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ قَدْ بَلَغُوا مَنْزِلَةً فَضَّلَهُمُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ بِهَا لَنْ يَصِلَ إِلَيْهَا بَلْ لَنْ يُقَارِبَهَا أَحَدٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. So this group, ثُلَّةُ الْمُبَارَكَةُ, this blessed group, from amongst the prophets of Allah and His messengers, alayhimu salatu wassalam, they have reached a manzila, a station, a high station, that Allah has, by His favor, He has favored them with. فَضَّلَهُمُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ بِهَا. Allah has favored them with this station. No one will reach it. Rather, no one will even get near to it. No one from amongst the mankind. لا أحد من الناس. No one will get near to it. Forget about reaching it. No one will even approach it. And here the Shaykh, he says, تلك الثلة المباركة استفاهم الله. Yani this blessed group, Allah has chosen them. As he mentions in Surah Hajj, 22nd Surah, 75th Ayat, 22-75. Allahu yastafi min al-malaikati rusulan wa min al-nas. Inna Allah sami'un basir. That Allah has chosen from amongst the angels, messengers, and from amongst men, yani from amongst mankind. Indeed, Allah is hearing, seeing. And he mentions also the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, 6th Surah, 124th Ayat, 6-124, Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalatahu. That Allah is the best knower of where to place His risalah, His message that He gives to a prophet or a messenger to deliver. Allah is the best knower of where to place it. Allah has chosen from amongst the angels and from amongst mankind messengers, and He knows best where to place His message. On these two ayats, we're going to stop for a minute. May Allah make it easy for us. In the first ayat, Allahu yastafi min al-malaikati rusulan wa min al-nasi. That Allah has chosen, He has selected from amongst the angels and from amongst mankind messengers. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, concerning this ayat, he says that when, yani in this context, when Allah has made it clear His perfection and the weakness of the idols that the people were worshipping, and that He is the one who has the right alone to be worshipped. In this context, He also makes clear the condition of His messengers and their distinction from amongst the rest of the created beings, in that they have been distinguished by certain fada'il, virtues, excellent, noble qualities. Allah has distinguished them from the rest of the creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is He, Allah, who has chosen from amongst the angels and the mankind messengers. يختار ويجتبي من الملائكة رسلا ومن الناس رسلا يكونون أزكى ذلك النوع. So He has chosen and selected from amongst the angels and the people messengers who will be the most pure of their type. Yani the best of the angels and the best of mankind. He has chosen them to be messengers. Who has He chosen to be a messenger from amongst the angels? The best of the angels. The most pure of them. And who has He chosen to be a messenger from amongst humanity? The best of humanity, the best of all human beings. Those who have the yani most complete, total gathering of the sifat al-majd, yani the characteristics of honor, of majesty. Those who have most right to be chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have most right to be chosen. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose them because of the qualities that they have, that they are more entitled to be chosen. So the messengers, they will only be from amongst the cream of the creation, absolute best of all creatures. Those whom الَّذِي اِخْتَارَهُمْ وَأَصْطَفَاهُمْ لَيْسَ جَاهِلًا بِحَقَاكَ الْأَشْيَاءِ. Yani the one who has chosen them, the one who has selected them, he is not ignorant of the reality of things. Yani the one who has chosen these men or these angels to be messengers, he is not ignorant of the realities of things. Like these people, they are ignorant of the realities of things. So they choose this guy or this lady to be their king or their president or whatever, right? They don't know the reality of the affair. They think they are mad on this one, that he's the one, he's the best. That's because they don't know the realities. لا يعلم حقائق الأشياء. They don't know the realities. If they knew the realities of these people, they would be fleeing from them. Like the game flees from the lion. They would be fleeing from them. But the one who's chosen the messengers, he is not ignorant of the realities of things. It's not that he knows something and doesn't know another. يَعْلَمُ شَيْئًا دُونَ شَيْءٍ. Yani the person, I know something about him, but there are other things about him I don't know. So what you know of him looks good, but what you don't know, if you know it, the rest of that would be null and void. This is not the one who has chosen them, who knows something and he doesn't know something else.
وَإِنَّمَا الْمُصْطَفَى لَهُمْ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. But rather the one who has chosen them, he is the one who is all-hearing, al-basir, all-seeing, الَّذِي قَدْ أَحَاطَ عِلْمُهُ وَسَمْعُهُ وَبَصْرُهُ بِجَمِيلِ الْأَشْيَاءِ فَاخْتَارَهُ إِيَّاهُمْ عَلَى عِلْمٍ مِّنْهُ أَنَّهُمْ أَهْلًا لِذَلِكَ. So the one who has chosen them, he is the one who is what? The all-hearing, the all-seeing, the one who his knowledge encompasses everything, and his hearing encompasses everything, and his sight encompasses all things. So his choice of them is based upon knowledge. أَنَّهُمْ أَهْلًا لِذَلِكَ, that they are worthy of being chosen. Yani the prophets and messengers, the people that we are talking about, modeling ourselves after their character, these are people that were chosen by Allah based upon knowledge. His knowledge that they are worthy of being chosen to be models for humanity. Based upon Allah's perfect knowledge, that He knows that these people are worthy of being selected and chosen to be the models and the examples that other people should follow behind. And that the revelation, yani it will be befitting, yani it will be yaslaha fihim, yani it will be of benefit in them, that if it is put in them, and this is why Allah has said, Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalatahu. This is why Allah says in another ayat, in the second ayat that the Shaykh mentions, Allah knows best where to place His risala. And concerning this, in brief, yani Shaykh Abdul Rahman Al-Sa'di rahimahullah says that the people contested Allah's choice of prophets and messengers, that maybe they should have been chosen. And he refutes this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes this by saying to them, Allah knows best where to place His risala. Yani, they said, for example, we will not believe until you give us the like of what has been given to the messengers of Allah. Until you give us what you gave to them. Give us revelation like you gave them. And in Nubuwa and Risala, make us prophets and messengers. And this is in a manner of the people, of those people, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, contesting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes them, refutes this, yani objection from them. And He informs them that they are not fit for the khair. You people have not been given it because you are not fit for it. You do not contain that which necessitates that you be from the righteous worshippers of Allah, not to mention that you be prophets or messengers. Yani you are not even fit to be righteous worshippers of Allah. Ibadihi as-salihin. Meaning you kuffar, mushrikun, Allah hasn't even, He didn't see you fit even to be given iman, let alone to be prophets or messengers. You're not even fit for iman, let alone prophets or messengers. So Allah said, Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalatuhu. Allah knows best where to place His risala. And those who He knows will be fit for it, who will fulfill its task, who are described with every beautiful characteristic, and who are far from every lowly, despicable characteristic, whom Allah has given that which His wisdom necessitates, yani of good qualities and characteristics. And whoever is not like that, who doesn't have these good characteristics and free from these evil characteristics, then this person, yani is not fit to be given prophethood, to be given this great, yani gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. And then the Shaykh closes by saying, وَفِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ دَلِيلٌ عَلَى كَمَالِ حِكْمَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And we're going back to the first preliminary statement, the hikmah of Allah, that Allah is al-Hakim, and everything that He does is based upon wisdom, that He places everything in its proper place. In this ayat is a clear evidence of the perfection of the hikmah of Allah Ta'ala. Because He, وَإِن كَانَ تَعَالَى رَحِيمًا وَاسِعَ الْجَوْدِ كَثِيرُ الْإِحْسَانِ فَإِنُّهُ حَكِيمٌ لَا يَضْعَى جَوْدَهُ إِلَّا عِنْدَ أَهْلِهِ. Because Allah, even though He is very merciful, and He is, yani,
واسي الجود, يعني who gives a lot from his يعني generosity, كثير الإحسان, in his bounties and favors, even though Allah gives freely a lot like this, indeed, in spite of that, he is Hakim, he is wise, so he doesn't put his favors and his bounties and his blessings except with those people who are worthy of it. Except with those people who are worthy of it. So whatever Allah has given to whomever He has given of iman and ilm, it is because they are worthy of it. After this, the Shaykh mentions one more ayah, yani that I want to comment on, and then yani we'll proceed to the next muqaddama. The Shaykh says, after these two ayats, he says, وَهَذِهِ ثُلَّةُ الْمُبَارَكَةِ, yani this blessed group or band of people, Allah says concerning them in Surah As-Sad, in Surah As-Sad, 38th Surah, 46th and 47th Ayat. 38th Surah, 46th and 47th Ayat. Allah says, إِنَّا أَخْلَصْنَاهُمْ بِخَالِصَةٍ ذِكْرَ الدَّارِ وَإِنَّهُمْ عِنْدَنَا لَمِنَ الْمُصْطَفَيْنَ الْأَخْيَارِ. إِنَّا أَخْلَصْنَاهُمْ, indeed, verily, we have chosen them, بِخَالِصَةٍ, with a special exclusive quality, or for a special quality, بِخَالِصَةٍ ذِكْرَ الدَّارِ, that is, the remembrance of the home and the hereafter, yani the remembrance of the akhirah. We have chosen them because of this particular quality, because of them being engrossed in the remembrance of the dar al-akhirah, instead of being engrossed in seeking the dunya, hayat al-dunya. They were chosen for this special quality. وَإِنَّهُمْ عِنْدَنَا, and they are with us, yani in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَمِنَ الْمُصْطَفَيْنِ الْأَخْيَارِ, from those who are the elect, the chosen, those who are the best, the outstanding ones. Naam. And the Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'adi says concerning this ayah, yani what precedes it is the mention of our servants. Yani he's saying that the ayah that came before this puts it in better context. Remember our servants, yani who we have chosen, and he means by them Ibrahim wa Ishaq wa Ya'qub. Ibrahim wa Ishaq wa Ya'qub. This ayat that we're reading here came after the ayat where Allah says, remember our servants, Ibrahim and Ishaq and Ya'qub, those who are possessors of power, yani strength in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and absar, yani insight into the matters of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, we have chosen them due to this exclusive, yani important, great, magnificent quality, their remembrance of the next life. And indeed, they are with us from amongst those who are elect, the chosen, the best, the most outstanding. So the Shaykh says, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that yani in the previous ayat, that Ibrahim and Ishaq and Ya'qub alayhi salatu wa salam, that they are ulul aidi, yani they are those who possess power in the worship of Allah, and absar, those who possess basira, insight into the deen of Allah. So Allah has described them with العلم النافع والعمل الصالح الكثير. He has described them with what? العلم النافع والعمل الصالح الكثير. These two qualities are the qualities that we are in need of. العلم النافع, beneficial knowledge. Not just any knowledge, but beneficial knowledge coupled with العمل الصالح الكثير. A lot of righteous deeds. العلم النافع والعمل الصالح. This علم النافع without العمل الصالح, Hujja alayka, is a proof against you. But he has described them with these two qualities, al-ilm al-nafi' wal-amal al-salih al-kathir. So we have chosen them bi-khalisatin, azimatin, wa-khasisatin, jaseema, yani a tremendous, magnificent quality or characteristic. Wa-hiya dhikra al-dar. And it is, ja'alna dhikra al-dar al-akhirah fi kulubihim. We have placed in their hearts this remembrance of the home of the hereafter. We have placed in their hearts dhikr al-dar, the remembrance of the home of the hereafter in their hearts, in their, not on their tongues. Huh? The Shaykh said what? Fi kulubihim. This is critical. These words are not, any subhanAllah, when we speak, we might just use any words. We don't carefully think out, but the scholars, when they speak, they choose words. Subhanallah. choose words. These words have to be read with care. The Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, he says that Allah says we have chosen them because we have placed in them the remembrance of the hereafter, fi qulubihim, in their hearts. وَالْعَمَلْ لَهَا صَفْوَةَ وَقْتِهِمْ, and acting, yani doing the deeds to earn the hereafter, is in the best, the choicest of their time. Not when they have a minute free, got a day off, couple of days vacation, I have some spare time, let me go and do some worship of Allah. Rather, the best of their time is given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْإِخْلَاصِ وَالْمُرَاقَبَةِ اللَّهِ وَصَفَهُمْ وَصْفُهُمْ الدَّائِمِ, يعني الإخلاص, that this remembrance of Allah in their hearts and acting upon it, doing the deeds in the best of their time, and sincerity for Allah and muraqabah of Allah, this is their ongoing constant description. This is what they are described with. Always, constantly remembering that Allah is watching them and thinking about Allah and everything that they say and do. This is their wasfahum ad-da'im. This is their ongoing continuous description. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ الدَّارِ وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ الدَّارِ يَتَكَرَّرَ بِأَهْوَالِهِمْ الْمُتَكَرَّرَ, and this remembrance of the life and the hereafter is something that is repeated in all conditions. It comes again and again and again, and it is something that is considered by those who consider, who look at them. And this, يعني, is the best of remembrance, the remembrance of the hereafter. وَإِنَّهُمْ عِنْدَنَا لَمِنَ الْمُصْطَفَيْنِ, and they are with us, those who are chosen, the elect, الَّذِينَ, those whom Allah has chosen from the best, the choicest of His creation. الْأَخْيَارِ الَّذِينَ لَهُمْ كُلُّ خُلُقٍ كَرِيمٍ وَعَمَلٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, يعني the أخيار, the best, the outstanding from amongst humanity, those who have every noble characteristic. كُلُّ خُلُقٍ كَرِيمٍ, every noble characteristic. And we're only going to talk about 20 of them in this book. But they have every noble characteristic. وَعَمَلُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, and every upright action. They're described with the qualities of, يعني, the best of qualities. And their actions, and also their actions are the best of actions. These are whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for His message, for prophethood and messengership. And these are those who are the example or the model to be followed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani, is telling us in this ayat that these are those that He has selected, that He has chosen due to this special quality of remembrance of the hereafter. That means that this is a quality that we need to, yani, model ourselves after, that we need to be described with, remembrance of the Dar al-Akhirah. And don't get hung up in the dunya. These are those that Allah has chosen and selected, the best of humanity. And after this, the Shaykh, he says, these prophets and messengers that Allah has chosen and selected based on His knowledge that they are the best of humanity, نَصَرَهُمْ وَنَصَرَ اللَّهُ مَنْ نَصَرَهُمْ وَآوَاهُمْ, so Allah has supported and helped and given victory to those who support and help and give refuge and shelter to them. Yani those who support and shelter the prophets and messengers, Allah will support them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ghafir, 40th Surah, chapter 40, Ghafir, 51st ayat, إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ, that indeed, definitely, certainly, we will support, لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا, our messengers, we will give victory and success to our messengers and to those who believe. فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, in this world, and more importantly, when? وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ, on the day when the witnesses will stand forth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give success and victory to His messengers and to those who believe in this life and on the day of accounting, يوم القيامة, يوم يقوم الأشهاد. And then He says, وَعَاقَبَ اللَّهُ وَأَخْزَى مَنْ كَذَّبَهُمْ وَعَادَاهُمْ, and Allah will punish and He will humiliate those who deny them, yani who belie them, who call them liars, who reject them and who oppose them. Allah will punish them and Allah will humiliate them, those who oppose and reject and deny the messengers. And He says in reference to this, Surah Al-Anbiya, 21st Surah,
41st ayat, 21-41. وَلَقَدْ اسْتَهْزِئَ بِرُسُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَحَاقَ بِالَّذِينَ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. And indeed, they have made mockery, or the messengers were made mockery of, they were mocked at. Yani the messengers before you. Yani he's speaking to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That the messengers before you, they were mocked at. They were spoken ill of. فَحَاقَ بِالَّذِينَ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَحْزِئُونَ. So, those who made mockery of them, they will be surrounded, encompassed by that which they made mockery of. Yani the truth will overcome them. The truth will overcome them, and the reality of the affair will be against them. Naam. After this, the Shaykh mentions Al-Muqaddima Al-Sabiya, the seventh introductory or preliminary statement. And after the superiority and the excellence and the preference of some people over others with Iman, and some of the people of Iman over others with Ilm, and some of the people of knowledge from amongst the believers, some of them excelling others, then there is a station of excellence above all others, and that is the station of prophethood and messengership, that none will reach, nor even approach nearness to. And here in the Muqaddima al-Sabiya, the Shaykh says another level of excellence. فَفَاضُلْ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ وَالرُّسُولُ عَلَيْهُمُ السَّلَامُ بَيْنَهُمْ. يعني that there is a variation, there is a surpassing or exceeding of some of the prophets and messengers over others. أَنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ وَالرُّسُولُ عَلَيْهُمُ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ يَتَّفَاضَلُونَ فِي مَا بَيْنَهُمْ. That the prophets and messengers, عَلَيْهُمُ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, excel and surpass. Some of them excel and surpass others from amongst themselves. And this is mentioned in the Qur'an, the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah, second Surah, 253rd ayat, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْدَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهِ وَرَفَعَ بَعْضُهُمْ دَرَجَاتٍ. That these are the messengers. فَضَّلْنَا بَعْدَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. And we have preferred, we have given excellence and superiority of some of them over others. Yani amongst the messengers. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهِ. From amongst them are those whom Allah has spoken to. And meaning Musa alayhi salam, and also our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٍ. And some of them have been raised in degrees of honor over others. Here, the Shaykh, he says, يعني Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, in his tafsir, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat, mentioning the messengers, that he has given preference of some of them over others, and some of them have been spoken to, and some of them have been raised up degrees over others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that he has given preference to some of the messengers over other people, bima khassahum min bayna sa'ir an-nas, due to that which he has given exclusively to them, the messengers, over the rest of the people, that he hasn't given to other humanity. بِإِحَائِهِ يعني that is by giving them wahi, revelation. وَإِرْسَالِهِمْ إِلَى النَّاسِ, and by sending them to the people. وَدُعَائِهِمْ الْخَلْقِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, and they're calling the people, the creation, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Due to this, Allah has given to the messengers, he has given superiority to them over the rest of the people. ثُمَّ فَضَّلَ بَعْدُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْدٍ. Then he has given excellence or superiority of some of the messengers over other messengers. بِمَا عَوْدَعَ فِيهِمْ من الأوصاف الحميدة والأفعال السديدة والنفع العام. And this is due to يعني some of the messengers giving preference to others due to what he has given them or placed in them or deposited them of praiseworthy characteristics and correct actions and النفع العام, general benefit that some of them have given
to the people. Yani, so some prophets and messengers, Allah has given them something due to which they excel over others. Some of them He has spoken to, like Musa ibn Imran. خَصَّهُ اللَّهُ بِالْكَلَامِ Allah has given to him this special characteristic that He has spoken to him. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ رَفَعَهُ عَلَى سَعَرُهُمْ دَرَجَاتِ And there are those amongst them He has given, and He has raised up over the rest of them in degrees, like our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which He has collected within Him al-fadail ma tafarraka fi ghayrihi. Yani, He has collected with Him the excellent virtues that other than Him, they have some of them. Yani, some singular virtuous characteristics, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been given all of them. And Allah has given to him also جَمْعَ اللَّهَ لَهُ مِنَ الْمَنَاقِبِ مَا فَاقَ بِهِ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ And He has given him some virtues and excellences due to which he rose above all of humanity, the first of them and the last of them. So it is important for us to know these characteristics of the messengers, their descriptions, and from amongst the descriptions that they are men and not women, that they are from the people of the great cities and not from the desert Bedouins, and they are those who are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has collected within them the praiseworthy characteristics due to which He has chosen them. And they are free from those descriptions. And this is important here. The Shaykh is going to one of the characteristics that are exclusive to the Prophets and Messengers, and that is Al-Asma. And we're going to come to it later on. Al-Asma, yani, the protection or the yani being free from error and mistake. Yani, sometimes it is translated as infallibility. And there's yani, this is something that yani is misunderstood by many of the people, and the people who go to the extreme with it is the extremist deviants, the Shia. They call their 12 imams yani infallible imams. Yani, who can't make mistake or error, who have knowledge of everything and so on. And this asma, infallibility, the Shaykh addresses here, and we're gonna come back to it later on in the book. He says that the prophets and messengers, أَنَّهُمْ سَالِمُونَ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا يَقْضَحْ فِي رِسَالَتِهِمْ That they are free. They are saved from everything that might be damaging to their risala, the message that they are bringing. مِنْ كَذِبْ وَخِيَانَ وَخِتْمَانَ وَعُيُوبْ Yani, that they are free from these characteristics that would be damaging to their message, due to which it would become invalid. That is lying, deception, violation of trust, hiding the truth, and other such defects. And they are not. وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يُكِرُّونَ عَلَى خَطَى فِيمَا يَتَعَلَّقْ بِالرِّسَالَ وَالتَّكْلِيفِ And they will not be, yani, approved of. Yani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow them to make a mistake and leave it like that. لَا يُكِرُّونَ Allah will not approve of any mistake that's connected to the risala, the message that they are given, or the taklif, or the responsibility that Allah has placed on the people. Allah will not allow them to make any mistake in this. And this is really the isma of the prophets and messengers, that they are free from error. They cannot make a mistake in delivering the message or that which Allah has placed responsibility on the people for. Allah will not allow them to make a mistake in that and leave it. Rather, it will be corrected. They are free from error in this. And they are free from error, they are free from making, of committing major sins, al-kaba'ir. But they are not, yani, they are, not every prophet is free from every even minor sin. And the Quran is full of, yani, instances of mistakes and errors of the prophets and messengers, some of them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani, they repented for, and Allah accepted their repentance for. But they are free from major sins, and they are free, most importantly, the isma, yani, their protection, their safety and security is from what? Making a mistake in delivering the message or that which Allah has, yani, the responsibility that He has placed upon them. And then the Shaykh, he says, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has singled them out for revelation. And this is from the khasais of the prophets and messengers. And the Shaykh mentions later on in the book some of the khasais of the messengers and some of the khasais, particular special characteristics of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, exclusive to him over the rest of the prophets. So one of the things that Allah has given to them especially is wahi, revelation. And for this reason, it is obligatory upon us to believe in them and to be obedient to them. And whoever doesn't believe in them, then he is a kafir. Even from Ahl Kitab, Al-Yahud wa Nasara. And we just saw a book recently, they distributed in the thousands, a big book, whoever paid millions of dollars to print it, and Allah knows best, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. We're going to stop here.